This is What in the Name of God here on the Jeff Booth Show, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. On Friday, a videotape was released of Donald Trump saying some pretty profoundly awful things. He talked about sexually accosting women and getting away with it because he was famous. So how do the religious right leaders respond to something like this? Because the bizarre, strange thing has been that they have embraced this twice-divorced man, a man noted for lying more often in his run for the presidency than any other candidate of modern times, more than Mitt Romney, which is a remarkable accomplishment. According to a story on Media Matters, the pro-Trump evangelical leaders confirmed to the Daily Beast that they still support the GOP nominee. He's profane and sexually promiscuous and a known liar, but they're still with him. According to Daily Beast reporter Betsy Woodruff, Ralph Reed and Robert Jeffress and David Bozell, all important right-wing leaders, religious right-wing leaders, said the audio won't change how conservative voters view the candidate. And that is true. They don't really care about the candidate. They care that he will implement the things that they want him to do. Crack down on pornography, end gay marriage, go after abortion, and eliminate it. As we explained on a recent segment of What in the Name of God, the character of the individual doing these things doesn't matter to them. And it goes even further than that. There is a bizarre alliance between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, the boundaries of which, at this point, we don't fully understand. But the even stranger thing is the enthusiastic embrace by religious right leaders of Vladimir Putin, a strong-armed, murderous, and tyrannical leader of Russia, who runs his country in a way that is antithetical to the democratic ideals we have here in the United States. But nonetheless, they look up to him. And it is astonishing, because it wasn't that long ago where everyone on the right absolutely despised Russia and Russia's leaders. That has changed in a way that no one could have possibly imagined. They are attracted to Putin's authoritarianism. Putin works against the interests of the United States. He is interfering in an election to try to get Donald Trump elected. And yet, Putin has become a hero to the religious right. It is staggering. It's hard to understand, but it is an actual thing. And it seems they're perfectly happy to support an authoritarian leader, someone who is as unconscionably awful as Vladimir Putin, as long as he's on their side on the issues. And being on their side, in this case, means being anti-gay. Putin is demonstrably and viciously anti-gay, and that's enough to make him a hero. Evangelist Franklin Graham, he said that Putin was a hero for taking a stand to protect his nation's children from the damaging effects of any gay and lesbian agenda, even as America's own morality has fallen so far on this issue. You've got Sam Rohrer saying that Putin is the moral leader of the world. Scott Lively, who said that Putin is championing traditional marriage and Christian values. You got Rush Limbaugh, who said that Putin should be applauded for stopping a full frontal assault on what has always been considered normalcy. You got Matt Barber, who said that Putin was able to out-Christian our once Christian nation. And Brian Fisher, he called Putin a lion of Christianity and said that U.S. lawmakers should adopt similar speech prohibitions. These aren't far fringe. These are people who are the top leaders of evangelical Christianity in this country. Franklin Graham went to Russia, met with Putin, and criticized his own government, and criticized the President of the United States. Franklin Graham praised the Russian president for protecting Russian young people against homosexual propaganda, and He said that he called for prayers for the president of Russia, who is protecting traditional Christianity. For those who have been following both Christianity and Republican conservatism, this is absolutely astonishing, especially in light of the facts about Putin. He does not promote religious freedom. And in fact, he just signed a law this past summer that severely restricts the religious freedom of faiths other than the Russian Orthodox Church. He's enacted restrictions on evangelism and backed the separatist militias that attack Ukrainian Protestants. Putin seems to want to align his country under one God, under one religion, a religion that he believes he can control. Donald Trump has said kind of the same thing, that he wants us to all come together under one God, even though we are a country of profoundly diverse ways of worshiping. Religious freedom is the last thing that Russia has. But last year, the head of the World Congress of Families, Janice Shaw Krause, and now it's Brian Brown who heads them, she fully supported Russia's anti-blasphemy laws. These are laws that would be antithetical to any democracy. They basically prohibit actions deemed insulting to religious beliefs. They're very vague. They're punishable by up to 3 years in jail. And they have been the perfect tool for censorship and self-censorship for all forms of journalism. Insulting religion, whatever that vague terminology means, can get you thrown in prison, and does get you thrown in prison in Russia. So when you understand that evangelicals, a lot of them, and I'm not saying every single one of them, but certainly a lot of leading evangelical heroes, their support for the authoritarianism of someone like Putin, well, that explains why they can also be so solidly behind Donald Trump.